All right, let's head to FHN now this morning and FHN Dial-A-Doc here today. We're going to be talking about summer germs, including mosquitoes, ticks, and the other creepy crawlies out there, as well as the antibiotic-resistant germs as a precursor to the upcoming speaker series. And joining us here today again out of Infection Control Clinical Quality Department, Margie Kochmeyer's with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining me. Now, it's summer. That means germs, some of the most common germy situations that people run into in the summer. Tell me about them.
Well, some of the germy situations are still going to be related to hand hygiene, like the cuts and scrapes that get infected when we touch them with unwashed hands. There's infections from pool water that isn't properly maintained to reduce bacteria. And then there's germs related to poisoning from cookouts, like you were talking about this morning, food that's not kept at proper temperatures, or someone who hasn't washed their hands properly before preparing food. And then the bugs that come with the warm weather is the mosquitoes and the ticks that can spread diseases with their bites.
You know, it is amazing. You and I have talked about this in the summer. It is really amazing that there isn't more food poisoning than actually there is, right? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, it helps that you let us get this information out to people. You know, the Shigella that you were talking about is not just from food poisoning, but also that's the reason that we're supposed to shower before we get in pools. If that gets into the water and somebody swallows the water, they can get it that way too.
Mm. All right, recent heavy rains. Are they going to set off mosquitoes? And what about any infections that we should be concerned about there relating to mosquitoes?
Absolutely. The mosquitoes carry Zika, which we're still not seeing being carried with our mosquitoes, and West Nile. But what I've really seen a lot of lately are wound cultures from people getting bit by mosquitoes, and they're testing positive for Staph aureus. And it's because they're scratching them with their hands, and they're getting bacteria in their skin. Bacitracin purchased over the counter can help reduce the itch and reduce bacteria on the skin.
All right. How about trying to not get bit by the mosquitoes? Any type of repellent that you suggest?
The repellents that it'll say right on the can that it repels mosquitoes, 20% DEET works best. And Dr. Geller has taught me to take B1 during the summer, and I do not get bit by mosquitoes when I take that daily.
Take what is that again?
B1 vitamin.
B1 vitamin.
When you open the lid, it's got a strong odor to it. It seems like it acts as a repellent, and I do not get bit by mosquitoes, and I camp.
All right, there we go. B1 vitamin, that's important. All right, let's see. It sounds like, what about it? If a bite is serious enough, actually, mosquito bite, to see a healthcare provider, can that be the case?
And that's when we're seeing people come in. It's more red, it increases in size, and it's starting to drain. So if it's the weekend and you can't get into your provider, come into either FHN ShopCo or Physicians Immediate Care on Burchard, where you can be seen.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control Clinical Quality Department at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. I've heard maybe this is going to be a particularly bad year for ticks, too. Talk about ticks. What's going on there?
Well, ticks carry Lyme disease, and in certain areas, they carry the Rocky Mountain spotted fever. The thing about ticks is you want to use the repellent also. Keep your legs covered if you're hiking. Wear light clothing so that you can see the tick. Do tick checks when you come in, and then remove that tick as soon as possible with tweezers to make sure that you get the whole thing out.
Yeah, and is that what you, how do you remove a tick? Is it just with the tweezers?
With the tweezers, they're saying not to put the nail polish remover on it and try to smother them, to just get them out quickly.
All right. I know FHN Memorial Hospital always working to reduce the probability of patients or visitors coming into contact with germs. What are some of the ways that you're doing that there at the hospital?
We have hand sanitizer dispensers in every patient room and throughout the hospital, and we encourage our visitors to use that when they come in. We put our patients in isolation precautions as needed. We ask our visitors to read the signs and put on the protective gown and gloves when they go in. During flu season, we may restrict visitors to protect our patients and our staff. We use the Trudy, the robot, after an infectious patient in the ICU. This is the ultraviolet light that helps disinfect after we've done our traditional cleaning.
What about, I hear as well that some bacterial infections are resistant to treatment. Tell us about this.
That means that the antibiotics and the treatments that worked before are not working. And Shigella is a good example of this. The CDC is reporting that Shigella strains have reduced susceptibility to Cipro, which is how they were treating some of those infections. So this is why we have to watch the antibiotics we use, only use them, you know, as needed. And FHN has developed an antimicrobial stewardship plan to help us use our antibiotics only when needed. The list of resistant organisms is growing to germs, and they're also becoming resistant to cleaning products, and that's why we've had to use the robot.
Now, I know that at FHN, you have defenses against these germs and the ultraviolet cleaning. Has this actually reduced the incidence of hospital-acquired infections and other infections at FHN?
Well, we think so. I mean, it's hard to say what you've reduced, though, because we're trying to keep them to a minimum. The best thing that we can do is to stay knowledgeable on ways to combat organisms. So we've stayed ahead using the ultraviolet light. Patient safety is a priority for us, and we're taking what we know. We share it with our staff to provide better outcomes, and we share it with our communities as well to help keep them safe.
Now, what about people in their homes? What can they do to keep infections and diseases minimized during this warm weather in their homes?
Wash their hands before they prepare food. Hand sanitize before changing a child's diaper, and wash hands afterwards. If you or a family member has had surgery, follow your doctor's orders. Hand sanitize before and after changing dressings. Disinfect surfaces before preparing food. And now with this temperature that we're going to have tomorrow, it's going to be over 90 degrees. Food should not sit out more than an hour. Keep it cold to prevent some of those illnesses.
I know that you and Dr. Geller are getting together a week from tomorrow. It's next Wednesday, July 11th. From 5:30 to 6:30 for a special event and speaking event. Tell us about this.
We're going to be talking about antibiotic-resistant germs at Burchard Hills Clinic on Fairway Drive. This is going to be an opportunity for the public to come in, learn, ask questions about resistant germs and what you can do to keep your family as safe as possible. And if you would like to attend, you can register for this presentation at www.fhn.org/germs. Or just stop in and see us at Burchard on July 11th.
All right, so that's from 5:30 to 6:30. That's going to be the event. It's called Wow! Some of the germs out there are getting stubborn. It's part of the speaker series coming up. And, of course, you knowing this area as well, Margie, over the years. And Dr. Geller, he's nationally renowned and recognized, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I count on him very much.
All right, Margie. Well, you have a happy and fun and safe and as germ-free as possible 4th of July, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Where can we get more information on anything that we talked about today, Margie?
FHN.org.
There we go. Margie Kochmeyer here today. Infection Control Clinical Quality Department here. And a reminder now, it's the Germ Seminar coming up. It's a speaker series. It's coming up a week from tomorrow. It's coming up on Wednesday, July 11, starting at 5:30 at the FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills. Margie Kochmeyer will be there together with Dr. Robert Geller as well. The speaking series, Wow, Some of the Germs Out There Are Getting Stubborn. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here this morning and the preceding brought to you today by FHN.